Hi, people. I'm going to get into comedy relief here. This is my first official comedy podcast that I'm doing. I'm going to give it a try to do comedy here. And the reason why I'm doing stand-up comedy here is because this comedy that I'm going to present is like years of laughing to myself. It's freaking so funny that I'm not a comedian or an actor. I don't have the attention span to be an actor or a comedian. Honestly, I don't have George Lopez, Eddie Murphy, Jerry Seinfeld. Those are three of the masters, I gotta admit. They are the masters of the comedy world. And there's many more, like Chris Tucker and, you know, Chris Rock. And, you know what I'm saying? There is comedy I don't like, though, like Joan Rivers or Seth Rogen's comedy, just like, or Gutfeld comedy. To me, it's just, they say stupid things, and you know, it's just like a little kid say something stupid. You know, anyways, I don't mean to judge anyone, but that's just the way I see it. And, so let me start with my comedy here. The first podcast I'm actually doing stand-up comedy, which is an old thought. Okay, I'm going to try it, people. Like, I'll try to think of Eddie and Jerry and George and have the guts to do it. Okay, people. Well, let me start. There's a name out there, a famous name of an actor. And his name is pretty the most weirdest, ironic name I've ever heard. Like sort of a name that you just, when you really think about it, and I've really thought about it over the years, and I'm going to make jokes about it. Dick Van Dyke, man. Famous actor, you know what I'm saying? Mary Poppins, Mr. Dick Van Dyke. Like, what a name to have, man. Like, you know, the name itself is pretty funny, you know what I'm saying? God rest his soul, Dick Van Dyke, right? But it's like fake Dick Van Dyke, you know, because today, the most respectful my Dick, you know, that's what I'm starting to say. I'm not used to, you know, doing this type of comedy, like Dick Van Dyke. In today's terminology, today's language, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Dick and Dyke, Van Dyke. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so fucking funny, like, to me anyways, and I'm not trying to judge anyone, but seriously, imagine a kid had that name today. The way, you know, Dyke's used, and Fred's a lesbian, and, you know, Dick is supposedly a penis, and then you have Dick Van Dyke, like supposedly the lesbians don't like dicks, they like fake dicks. But they don't like a male's dick, you know what I'm saying? They like pussy, whatever. It's sort of dirty, this comedy. It's a bit dirty, but you know what? Seriously, folks, it's something where I just wanted to just joke around because I love dykes, you know what I'm saying? Like, women are women, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I have a dick myself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? It's funny. It's funny to me, and I just thought I'd bring it up, you know what I'm saying? How a kid today, you know what I'm saying? How he was still to have that name today. You know, it's sort of like, it's not an insult or like to be ashamed of, but it's like in today's words, like, you've got to remember, Dick Van Dyke, the guy guy's fucking 100, so this is 100 years ago he was paying Dick Van Dyke, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like new, like, you know, these words, whatever, you know? These words have had different meaning today when he was born 100 years ago, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just true. And I just think it's, like, hilarious. I don't know if I'm gonna do another comedy skit, but I hope you don't say, you know, like, you know, Mighty Casey, don't, you know, I'm just wilding out my little verse in the lyrics. Don't take it serious, because I think you're too uptight. You know, don't take, you know, cold Mighty Casey, white girls, you know what I'm saying? You can be from anywhere, Maine down to Malibu, across the trailer park, the Park Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Also, so that was my comedy for now. I hope it's like ironic comedy where it's just, it's like so ironic, like, interesting. It's just funny. It's just funny the way I see it. I hope you have a chuckle. You know, I hope you take it this, it's just a joke, and I'm not trying to insult anyone or, you know, Mr. Dick Van Dyke insult him, but he's one of the biggest names in the world. He's a great guy. I believe he was actually a good guy, and, you know, Dykes out there, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just too funny. It's just too real. It's